The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 6th of January, 2016. 7 minutes after 7. Well, really, it's only 6 minutes after 7.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! It is hump day, and it is still January the 6th. Thank you very much. I was just, you know, I love that. 605-4567
still makes you funny laugh.
It does. You know what? And there's other people write in and say, I love that.
Yeah.
On hump day.
Quote Sigourney Weaver, I have one job in this ship.
I have one job in this ship. That's it. And you know what? When you don't do it, the ship doesn't sail right. It sails sideways. Okay, let's start all over again. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda has the weather, and let me tell you, before she even starts, is that we set a record for total rainfall here in Redding yesterday, and it's not slowing down.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the weather, but here's the weird thing. And Bob, and if anybody out there knows, what is going on with Shasta Lake? Why, when it's raining like this and we drive over it, it's even emptier? Yes, they're releasing it, but what, are they going to bottom it out?
Bureau of Reclamation says everything's fine. We're doing exactly what we've always done. I disagree, but
I don't believe it.
Bureau of Reclamation says.
Sonny wrote to the guy, wrote to them a couple of weeks ago, and they said they're releasing it on as directed, but it's just at the minimum release. But they're still releasing, you know, so many thousand feet.
It's just something doesn't feel right here. I don't know. Are you with me here? I'm feeling you, honey. So
I'm feeling
frustrated
you.
Seeing coming back on New Year's the second of January, and then seeing again that was even lower.
I don't know.
So, heavy rain
How
today.
How can you tell the difference between a foot?
Because
or three
when you're
feet?
Driving on the driving over the bridge and you look out and you see nothing but dirt.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't tell if it's gone up a foot or 3 feet. I mean, I couldn't tell. Maybe you can.
I'll be looking at the numbers. So
okay, look at the numbers because
the numbers
because
don't lie.
How can you tell? I mean, if that goes if the lake goes up Unless a foot, that's a tremendous amount of water, though. A foot is a tremendous amount of water in that lake.
It's a conspiracy. Heavy rain today.
And you know what? It's caused by chemtrails. Chemtrails are sucking water out of the lake.
I don't know what it is, but it could be the hydrogen bomb that North Korea is making, too.
It's one of the reasons they've taken over the
stealing our water
place out in the middle of nowhere, Oregon.
Heavy rain today. Temperatures around 49. Right now, we are at 49. So what you see right now when you get outside, that's what it's going to be. Our lows today are going to
be
40. Thursday calls for showers as well. With temperatures around 49, so folks that are coming out to Wind River tomorrow night, you're just going to have to park and walk through the rain. Or there's a valet, which is really nice.
The valet under the car.
That's nice.
Free.
Exactly, it is free. Thursday night, chance of showers of 38. Mostly sunny on Friday with then a little slight chance of showers. Saturday calls for a 50% chance of rain. Saturday night showers and Sunday partly sunny with a high near 48.
Sunday's going to be beautiful.
Monday comes back with showers, and that's our forecast. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane gives senior and veteran discounts. Love that. So give them a call, 365-3793. All right, Carl.
All right. A lot of things going on. Hey, shooting last night here in Redding. It appears
what
that
was
a man,
that about?
Well, it was a man was killed at it in an apartment complex out here. And it appears that he was walking outside and firing several times. He grabs a lady and pulls her inside. And she said she knew him, but not that well, where he kissed her on the forehead and gave her a hug. And he's shooting at somebody. And then she said, you just can't do that. I mean, this is just really, you can't do that. The police, of course, are coming. She left. She got out of there. He came out back and forth. They shot him with a beanbag, a shell, less than lethal, but it didn't seem to do anything. And then the last time he came out with a gun and aiming it at the police officers. And there's one thing that I have learned since I've come to Reading. You do not walk out of any place and point a gun at a Reading police officer, especially if there's several of them right there.
It will not end well.
It doesn't end well for you. It just doesn't end well for you. I mean, I've been living here now for 8 years. It's never ended well for the person. I mean, they're not all dead, but they all have been shot at. And in one case, they shot at him a lot of times, nicked him on the elbow. But other times, they've been extremely effective returning fire. I don't know what the guy obviously was on something. He came out from, according to reports, he came out that last time yelling, Obama, Obama, Obama. I'm not sure.
Really?
I'm not sure what that meant, I'm not sure what that meant, except it was one of those, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it any longer. I'm not sure. But anyway, there's an investigation going on right now. And you know what? Obviously, there's probably something wrong with this fellow, and I'm sorry for him and his family. And I'm also sorry for the officers that were involved in that shooting. They need to know is what they did was the right thing. They saved their lives and their other, they went home that night. And that's kind of like the big thing you do when you're a policeman is you come home at night and back to your family. All right. Hey, talking about guns, Obama came out and he restricted all these gun sales, like we said. If you sell guns, you must have a permit of some kind or license. It has to go, and then the sales have to go through background checks and all that. Well, California does that kind of right now. You know, if you sell a gun to somebody, that person has to then take it down to the gun store,
a dealer,
and then have it transferred over. Now you see that at gun shows. You know, they can't, you can't just take that gun home. In most cases, but the thing about it is the old administration says it, and other people say it's going to have no impact. It has no impact on what's going on. The only impact it can have is the government now can tell you whether you're a gun salesman or not. And they said you don't have to sell it from a brick-and-mortar store. Or, if you sell it over the Internet, if you sell it at gun shows, how about your house? Or somebody comes over to your house and you sell them a gun. And what is a gun salesman? I mean, what is it? I mean, what is that parameter? What is that level? What says that you have to have a gun license? Well, that's up to the government, and you know how that is. And to make it worse is because this just nibbles around the edge. It doesn't do anything. I mean, frankly, it does. They've even said it themselves. It does nothing. Does nothing to stop mass shootings. None of the ones that have occurred in the last, who knows how long, but all the ones that have hit the papers had nothing to do with this. I mean, it restricts it puts a restriction on the edges of something that's not a problem. That's one of those anything kind of, when he says, well, we're going to do anything we can. Well, this sounds like anything to me. It makes no sense. All it does is it puts Obama out on the stage where he cries a tear. Perhaps he was touched by these children and the other people he's brought up there. He's not that touched when he brings up, he hasn't brought up other families that have been touched by gun violence, like soldiers and people who've been killed, in action and all this. That doesn't bother him too much. Maybe he doesn't know what's happening. But the thing is that this smacks of anything, and it smacks of not doing anything except what Hillary Clinton said right afterwards. I applaud what he says, and I will build on it. I will build on it. The next president can come in there and just sweep that away. It's an executive order. Pshaw. It's gone. Hillary Clinton says, I will build on it. Think about that. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got lots of things. You know, there are some common sense things going on but with guns right here in Shasta County. There's a bunch of other things happening in the world. But this, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. My sleep number setting is 45. What's your sleep number setting?
Well, last night I was 40. I'm happy. 40. I'm hanging out at 40.
Hanging out at 40?
Hanging out at 40. Well, I could have hung out at 40 for a lot longer this morning, folks.
Hey, I'd like to hang out at 40 myself, but I'm unfortunately hanging out a little bit higher than that. But you know what? Right here is that Sleep Number beds start your year off. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Brian or Janice. They're having a big sale now. It's on the number one rated bed by Consumer Reports. Save $600 on it. You can go down there, find out what it's really, truly like to sleep very, very well at night. You can get the Sleep IQ technology, which gives you ideas on better ways to sleep. In fact, you know, turning off the computer at 9 o'clock at night, it has done wonders also. I'm not sitting there reading things about crazy things that are happening in the world at 9 o'clock at night. I read up till 9 o'clock now. And I read the crazy things that affect the world that we talk about today. But it's a great way. It's a great way to go to bed at night and sleep. Sleep Number. Target Shopping Center. Going to see Brian or Janice or any of the professionals there. 7:17 in the morning here on January 6th. It's Hump Day. And we'll be right back.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
"Now he won't want to marry me," she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. "Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California."
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
So, we are here that North Korea has.
You were the girl that changed my world. You were the girl for me. You did.
Welcome back.
It's not funny.
Questionable taste.
Yeah, questionable taste. Exactly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Wow.
21 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the 6th of January, 2016. 49 degrees out there right now and lots of rain. So today we can just say wet.
What's scary about, you know,
we're going to be going
there in a minute, and then Bob has some statistics on the water. But... you know, North Korea, of course, you know, they're saying it's funny because we can't see what they're doing.
There was a huge, 5.1 seismic disturbance in North Korea that they said was them setting off a hydrogen, not an atomic, but a hydrogen bomb. And, this puts them up another whole level if they can do that because of the sophistication of the bomb making and the sophistication of trying to control this kind of thing. And they just said we just shot this one off. Experts are saying, well, maybe not. They're not sure if they could do that, but there was something fired off yesterday, and the North Koreans had said they had a hydrogen bomb technology. So it did everything that the leader of North Korea wanted to happen. It got everybody looking at them again. So,
well, it was an underground test.
Yeah, but most of them are.
Well,
almost
are they?
All of them are. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we haven't tested in the United States, I guess, for a long time. I don't think Russia has.
10,000 tons of TNT.
Yeah. Nuclear test ban treaty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we haven't done
the
this
60s,
in, yeah. You know, it's been on forever, but the Koreans have. And here's the other thing is they've also got rocket technology. But the point is you can't just slap one on a rocket and shoot it. There's a lot of other sophisticated things that have to happen. Now, if you've got North Korea, that it's got atomic energy for sure, atomic bombs for sure, but not hydrogen. And now Iran is working to get their own big bomb, which is why Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Middle East is turning on them and trying to keep any type of semblance of order there, with no help from the United States except the one that caused most of those problems here coming out of our administration.
Well,
I don't mean to keep pounding on this, you know, because...
Really?
No, I really don't, but I'm really starting to get a little bit fatigued with all the stuff that's happening, and what are we doing about it? You know, we turn around and we make it harder for a citizen to buy a gun. Gee, that really works. I mean, what are you doing about... And then you look at what's happening in Germany. You know, the reason Germany right now on New Year's Eve, there were hundreds of sexual assaults and robberies at the, you know, in Berlin and these places by, as people described them, Arab or Northern African, Middle Eastern or Northern African males. They had a million people in Germany, all out of Syria in the Middle East that were being pushed out of there or left there because of the wars that we instigated there. And yet we do nothing about it. You know, I mean, we're just sitting there, and he sits there and he goes on a 2-week vacation. And he comes back, oh, I'm reinvigorated. Reinvigorated for what? You've damn near destroyed most everything, or changed everything, health care, the military. You've made the Middle East a seething cauldron of death and destruction. What's left? I don't know. What's left? Changing, I don't know. Sometimes I am just stuck for words here. But this is, you know, this whole thing with President Obama and all these things that are going on are just, the next president coming in is got to clean up the world. And, you know, then we get into the economy. We talk about keeping people from getting guns. Our inner cities are killing off 4,000 people a year. Killing off 4,000 people a year in 10 cities. 10 cities. Are getting, you know, and there's mass shootings every day. It has nothing to do with buying guns at gun shows. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the breakdown of society. and the breakdown of law and order and morality in our society. So what happens? People don't feel safe. And then you want to keep the people that are good people from getting guns? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. You've made people less safe, and then you want to have the law-abiding citizens not have a gun. There's something wrong here. Hello, and you want to go up and, knock on his chest. Hello, have you noticed this? I'm ready to move on.
Okay, now. Let's talk about the water and what we've let's talked about. We posed a question earlier. Why we have all of this rain and we're driving over the bridge and seeing that Lake Shasta is virtually, that's the lowest I've ever seen it.
Well, it's not the lowest it's ever been, but let's put some numbers in perspective, Linda. First of all, when we talk about a cubic foot of water, that's 7.5 gallons, okay? Now, when we talk about how much is in the lake, we talk about acre feet. And acre feet is about 325,000 gallons.
I knew
that's
that.
Several swimming pools worth. So let's with well, those numbers in mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, love it.
Right as of yesterday, coming into the lake, this is at Shasta Dam, not Keswick. We had about 8,100 cubic feet per second of water.
That's coming into the feet.
Coming in.
Okay.
Now, I leave the calculations up to smarter folks, but they were letting out over 2,000 cubic feet, which seems a bit high, but the Bureau of Reclamation claims that, that's business as usual. So, what's happened over the last, about mid-December, how much has that lake come up? A whopping 3 feet rise.
So wait a minute. All right, since mid-December, we've set a new record in rainfall. So they're letting out, how much is coming in? 8,000?
As of today, 8,000 cubic feet every second is coming into the lake.
It's coming into the lake, 8,000 cubic, and they're letting out 2,000 cubic feet.
So letting out 2020 as of yesterday. Now, that's a drop. They were letting out about 3,400.
Yeah, I thought they were close to 4. Yeah, I thought they were close to 4 before. Okay, that's what we talked about before. Okay, so now so we should be seeing an increase of 6,000 acre feet per day.
Right. Bear in mind, this is it's a freaking humongous lake.
Well, that's the thing. That's storage. What I mean is it could come up 3 or 4 feet, and you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of water.
Yeah. It's come up since the first of the year. It has come up not quite 2 feet. It's come up about 2 feet since the first of the year.
Okay. Well, you know,
water everywhere.
I know. And here's the thing is I'm looking at Southern California, and you're looking at these towns that they're underwater, and then you look back on the East Coast and along the rivers. I mean, there was McDonald's, there's tire stores, there's just everything. It's got 8 feet of water in them, and we're out here, we've got water, but so far I haven't seen any flooding. But there have been roads shut down. We've got a truck on the road right now, and it was up to weed. And then down south. But when you're looking at all the road conditions up there, some of the roads are shut down. The surface roads are shut down because of rock slides and mudslides. All right. Asphalt Cowboys are looking for a rodeo parade theme contest.
Oh, my gosh. It's already almost here. This is weird.
Yep. And Tom Spade and Brian Walton, they're looking at the contest. It started on January 1st. Each theme entry must be short and create a subject to guide decoration for parade entries at all and all rodeo week entries. More than one theme suggestion may be submitted, but place all entries on one page. They can be sent to the Asphalt Cowboys post office. Well, you know what? Just give them a call. Give Tom Spade a call at 241-0201. Tell them that you want to enter the contest. How do you do it? And you understand it's $1 million first prize. And see what Tom says. Say that you think that you heard that it was $1 million first prize for the best theme in the contest. You can do that. He may say it's only $100 cash, which is written here, but I think just telling him $1 million will get Tom's day going for him. All right. And speaking of that, the Powerball Lotto
hasn't been chosen yet.
Tonight.
Okay.
How much is it? $450 million?
Not quite half a billion bucks.
I'm going to go to Tobacco and Brew.
We go to Tobacco and Brew.
Today I'm getting my hair done, run over there and get a Powerball.
I'm going to go down and see Four Winds Jewelry, and I'm going to go right down there and then Bastiani Arms and then over there to buy a Powerball.
Yeah, your odds are about 1 in 300 million, but what
that's
the heck?
Right.
Hey, you know what your odds are of being hit by lightning?
somewhere under that.
Like one in 100,000, yeah. Something like that. So you've got a better chance of being hit by lightning than you do of winning the lotto. So all you people should not get into it because, frankly, Linda and I, when we win, we're going to tithe a great deal of money to Reading to get things done around here. You won't have to worry about the sobering center. We'll build it. You don't have to worry about finishing up paying for things. We're going to do that. The museum.
We talked about this.
Yeah, the Northern
Carl
California
be,
Military Museum. That's going to be built. We're going to do it. No. We're going to put money.
You may think he's joking, but we said, what would we do?
We are going to do things when we win this.
Clean up debt.
Oh,
pay everything off.
Well, that would take like.
Bonus our people here.
We're going to we'll have a trip to the.
Do some center. Things that would be set up a foundation, obviously.
The idea for that foundation is. That it loses money every year because we give money out. And so at the end of so many years, it's gone.
That's cool.
After we're gone.
Hmm.
That's right. Nope, we're not leaving it all to the kids. Kids are really good. They're doing better than we are. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. 7:31 in the morning. Wow. You know what? That's what we would do with it. We'd fix things.
Yeah.
We'd fix things here. It all takes is some money and imagination.
And, excuse me. Management
and leadership. 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? Trade School now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:34 in the morning, 49 degrees out there, and this is what you're going to get right now. It's not going to get any warmer than this. You're going to walk outside, you get wet, walk back inside. So today, as Bob said so succinctly yesterday, when I said, what's the weather, Bob? He said, wet. And now that was it. And then I said, okay, that's it. And the weather report of wet and 49 is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Veteran owned business. It does great work for its customers. Other people say a veterans center here. That's a great idea too. You know, a really first class veterans center, putting everything under one roof. The veteran service officer, if we had one, the veteran service office, if there's still one, all of those things there. There's just a lot of things if somebody could do for this community, you know, if they really wanted to. Like that. Sunny said that she would give how she would take care, putting more canine officers and more police and all that, and give each one of her children $1 million. So, Sunny, Linda and I have always loved you and would like to be considered part of your family if you win. And even if you don't win, you know.
You know, $1 million, you should be able to, you know, I know, for instance, my parents of their generation, you know, my mom's 83, my dad's 85. We're going to be 85 this year, so we talk about that. And that their net worth, it's not quite $1 million, but they've had three retirements. They've bought and sold, and they're living where they can. They're comfortable. I mean, they're sold their house.
Because it was too big, so they, you know,
Scaled down. It was traumatic.
Your parents are really bright.
But they had two quarters to rub together. I think they. I remember my mother saying we had nothing. My dad was in the Navy. And so whatever they lived on, but my mom, you know, of course they were married a month later. My mom gets pregnant. She didn't want to get pregnant.
Didn't she know what caused it?
Well, you know, she was.
Back
then it was different. Yeah. And so 10 months after they're married, she's like, I'm having this baby. She's in Guam because he's in Guam.
So she travels. She's 8 months pregnant. She's traveled on a ship in an airplane.
And a bomber.
And in a bomber, right? In an old converted bomber.
With all these women smoking.
And so she gets there, which explains Lee. And then so she gets there and she has this baby.
In
a Guamanian. No, it was on a Navy hospital.
Yeah.
But they lived in a Guamanian hut there. But, you know, the funny thing is that she's never forgiven him after 60 years.
Cockroaches the size of, you know.
Your hand.
Yeah.
All right. No, I've heard the story. They had to rescue Lee one time because cockroaches were carrying him across the room.
But they had to. The thing is that, you know, when you look back at some of these immigrants that came over on the boat, they had nothing. Nothing. And my grandmother was one of those, but they had nothing. And so you think about the tenements in New York and the history of all these people that worked really hard and the laborers. And so they knew the value of the money. The family got together, you know, and we watched this year. And probably if they were our children, we would have done the same thing. But we watched this year about how, you know, iPads and phones are part of the present giving.
Yeah.
And that's what, like $500-$600? Well, I guess it would be like if you got a horse, if you got a bike or something like that, that just completely.
You've got to look at it also. And I understand. And, you know, but, the you know, we're talking about our grandkids and what, you know, the parents gave them. But your parents, but our daughter and son also were very generous with everybody.
Yeah, so
I know you weren't, but that's kind of, it's when you have people that come up through the Depression and during that time period, it's when they see this, it's kind of like, wow. But a lot of times you forget that how you gave a lot of things to, you know, how many things you got when you were a kid, you know. I remember one year I got a coconut. I swear, I got a coconut. That was it, a coconut. And my sister got all this neat stuff. And I'm looking at it, it's a coconut. You know, it's wrapped, a wrapped coconut. And I'm like, well, you know. And then I go, I said, I wasn't that bad. You know, and my mom says, go over to the tree, there's a card for you. And it's shaped like a rocking horse. And I look at it, and there's a horse and, you know, saddle and bridle and everything. They'd built a place for them, a stables over at the farm next door. So, yeah, I mean, so that was big. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at it, you know, on the scale of things, that was huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, hey, look, in Anderson, just so you know this, the Anderson Board of Education, the superintendent of the schools, I should say, has the whole district is allowing concealed carry on campus. And Police Chief Johnson over there, Mike Johnson, approves of this. And as he says, and I mean, you think about this. Now, it's the supervisor or the superintendent has to be the one that designates who can do it. But they've got teachers over there. They've got concealed carry. And they've said that I have no problem with this. Chief Johnson has said, hey, look, it's like this. You have people trained in the use of firearms. That why wouldn't you want to have another layer of protection for your kids? That doesn't mean everybody with the CCW can come on campus, or that you know it, that it's up to the you know the superintendent to say okay, you know that this person is trained, this person I feel is trusted. That if something you know horrible happens on our campus, at least we have somebody that's armed or several people that are armed that can help protect their students. Because isn't that the idea when I see all these other things about, oh, we need to take away this gun or that gun. So we're not going to stop 20 people from being killed in an event, but it'll prevent 5 people being killed. Well, isn't that the idea that we prevent a few more people from being killed? Even 15 are still killed with pistols? Because this one guy just said, though, just concentrate on assault-type rifles and high-capacity magazines. Leave pistols and hunting rifles and all that other stuff alone. If you want to have a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine, fine, but you have to go to a special area to shoot it. Okay, I mean, I don't want to get into all those things that are wrong with that. But can't we just, but his argument is, but even if we cut back 4 or 5 deaths in each incident, isn't that a step forward? Well, if you can have, if you can have an armed teacher that's trained there that can close the door and protect his or her students, why wouldn't you do that? And then if somebody comes through the door, they stop them. So, hooray for Anderson Superintendent and for the Police Chief Johnson. And we're going to ask our the big superintendent up here, Tom Armanino, what he thinks about that and a couple others about allowing concealed carry on campus. Yeah. And which reminds me, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. You know, John Bastiani was in the paper this morning, his store was, when they were asking about the new type of regulations, which of course doesn't affect them because, you know what, California's been kind of strange all these years. But go on down to 2539 Larkspur. And they are our firearm dealer of choice. That's where we buy our guns. That's where we buy our ammo. He has all the shooting accessories, all the optics, all the rangefinders, reloading equipment, everything. Everything you could possibly want there at Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran discounts, gunsmiths, and great customer service. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give him a call at 222-8222. All right? Now, going on with that, when we were talking about how Anderson made that change over to this, and I think that shows me kind of a trust in your people. All right, we talked about the hydrogen bomb, we talked about the restriction on gun sales and all this. A special forces group in Afghanistan, there's a big fight going on over there. They went in to push out Taliban. They had a helicopter go down. You got a special forces, not a whole group, but a debt of special forces is over there. One's been killed, 2 been wounded. They're surrounded literally by the Taliban, and the fight's on over there in Afghanistan. The Pentagon's briefing on it that they're sending people out to rescue them and trying to get to them. But this is another. Afghanistan's heating up. The Taliban are starting to push back. Al-Qaeda's starting to roll in there. Middle East, Afghanistan, all of those places. You know, frankly, people running for office ought to take a really good look at this world. And you've got to have a plan. You have to have a plan when you walk in there. You got to hit this ground. You got to hit the ground running. You can't take 6 months and try and figure it out. So when whoever it is, I hope they have a plan when they come in to try and do something. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda. It's 16 minutes until 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking solar energy at 8 o'clock and much more right after this break.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, the proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's second Tuesday dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right, and with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, 49 degrees in the downtown studios. And we've got rain, rain, rain. Hey, before we took a break, I was saying, Carl, what? Oh, yeah. That'll make you stretch. I'm telling you, it does. You know, like there's certain movie, there's certain songs when you think about after you've had a hard workout, you just want to, that's just a cool song. I mean, there's, it conjures up like, ooh, it's all good. Okay, so in Washington, dozens of people came out to a construction site in the Old Town Alexandria on Tuesday morning to get a glimpse of a piece of history. As archaeologists meticulously worked to document what was uncovered. It will be interesting to see what becomes of it, says Bev Howard. This is great, you guys. The nearly 50-foot-long remains of the hole were discovered after construction workers started working on the new Indigo Hotel at 220 South Union Street. I believe it's only about a third of the hole of the vessel. This may be the first archaeological example of its kind. So from the point of view of understanding shipbuilding practices in the past, this is an extremely important find. And for all of you loyal listeners, you know, when it comes to finding things and stuff that's dug up and fossils, and, you know, there's also like a resurgence of a couple of endangered species that have come back. This is just exciting because how many times do we find things in the earth that really help to educate us of how it was made, where it came from? So this is an exciting find right there in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you say about that?
Oh, they just found 18th century ship. A clay tablet. Looks like a cell phone.
in Egypt. But then again, we're not sure about that. We're here, though.
Ba-dum-pump.
Okay. Cascade
Theater. Good morning. Welcome to our show this morning.
Hello. Aren't you bright-eyed and
dropped off your chillin'?
Yeah.
Our future little Americans.
Yes.
How many kids
do they're little
you have?
Americans now.
Two. A 5-year-old and a 4-month-old.
Oh,
that's
boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
You just launched.
Just launched.
Well, you know what? It didn't take you long to, I mean, to get back right in the, you know, into work and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I blinked and I was back at work.
Because you've been, two or three times
Well, when
now.
You love what you do.
Yeah.
And you do what you love, the energy's there.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Okay.
That's
I was
good,
just singing my song from Annie.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's going on. Of course, we love to support the Cascade, the beautiful historical Cascade and the theater. And you're here to share with information with us this morning.
Yeah, some upcoming events. We just made it through our crazy holiday season, and that all went really well.
Yay.
And now we're kind of easing back into the new year. We're starting out with a good family show. It's the Annie Sing-Along on January 16th. It's a Saturday matinee show. There's a costume contest. Devon's Jewelers actually donated a gold locket that we will be giving Aww. Away to everyone who, just a drawing of anyone who comes.
Wow.
We'll be entering them in.
Yeah.
And other prizes, and it'll just be fun family. Our sing-along events we've done for the past 4 or 5 years, and they are fun. And a lot of people show up in full costume, and it's just a really fun time.
I'm thinking about having Bob shave his head and come in as Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not thinking about it as much as I am. Okay.
Yes, so that will be fun. So if you're looking for something to do with the family on Saturday, January 16th, come to the Cascade for the Annie Sing-Along. That'll be fun. Oh, and we have a real Sandy dog will be there, too. A dog on stage.
Okay.
So. Does it look like Sandy?
I actually haven't seen it.
Okay.
But Jan, our general manager, lined Sandy up.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And you know what Sandy says, right? Arf. No, that's what they... No, if you look
well,
at the old cartoon,
real...
you probably never saw the cartoon strip, did you? Well before your time. And there was a little Annie, a little orphan Annie.
They had a real Toto when it came to the Wizard of Oz.
Yes,
so it can happen. You can catch a good dog.
Yes, you can. Then we have the San Francisco Opera the very next day for you opera fans. Linda will be introducing that show for us on January 17th, matinee.
Yeah. It's 2 o'clock. It's a matinee, and there is an opera series.
Mm-hmm.
And so we also have coming up, there's the Savannah, there's Cinderella, and there's Norma. That'll be happening in, I think, March and May. But it is a wonderful opera series, and it'll be fantastic. And when we did Showboat, it was interesting because there were opera buffs in there. And that, I'm not sure if this one will do it, but that particular opera series did have subtitles. So you could see what they, see what they were singing, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if this will do the same thing.
Yeah, I think they
all
do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Well, that means then, so, yeah, because when I was in Croatia, they had a Italian opera in Croatian subtitles, so it didn't do me any good
at all.
But I enjoyed the music. Right.
Yeah, so those are good. Then another family-friendly show, the end of January, the 28th, is Cirque Ziva, which is the acrobats from China. So they are always impressive. That's always a show that sells out. So definitely get your tickets soon.
Yeah, get your tickets now for that, because I tell you what, they are so fantastic that it's unbelievable sometimes the things they do. You don't think people can do that. That type of contortions and it's not just the tumbling, which is fantastic. I mean, you can see that. But some of the things they do are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I always enjoy that show.
We have such a small stage for their act that a couple of years ago we had to open the alley door so they can run down the alley and then onto the stage to do their jumping and acrobatics.
Oh, yeah, they need to get the speed going or they can't make they might make that final turn there.
Now, what's the date for that?
That is Thursday, January 28th. It's a 7:30 p.m. show.
Okay. All righty.
Let's see. Oh, February 5th, Colin and Brad from Whose Line Is It Anyway, the TV show.
Oh,
do you remember that show?
Of course.
Oh,
hilarious improv comedy. So they will be here, same setup as the TV show, taking audience suggestions, full on improv.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, when you watch something like that.
So hilarious. Brilliant.
How they can just go from, take anything and make it funny.
That was great.
And just, it's... It, It's an art.
It
of
is.
Of course. But then
you think about it on
TV, yeah, they can cut things and all that. But other people that have seen them on stage mm-hmm. are saying, you know, the same thing. That No, they just are that good.
Yeah. I think they were at the theater 5 or 6 years ago, and I was laughing. It's one of the – I laughed so hard. I was crying the whole time. They're just quick. Yeah.
So that's February 5th.
February 5th. Okay. And I will note there was a date change because their TV series actually picked back up, so they had to change the date because of that. They had to do some filming. So it was originally in January, but just make note, it's February 5th now at the theater.
Okay, February 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And then February 12th, a Friday, we have our first annual signature gala at the Cascade, hosted by our good friend Linda Bach.
I'm so excited about this. Okay, this is the first of its kind. And share with our listeners. Now, you know, if you're thinking about it's Valentine's, I need to do something with my sweetie or friends, this is a really wonderful event where posters that have been signed by every artist that have gone through the Cascades for, what, 10 years now?
Yes, 11 years.
11 years. You're pulling them out of the attic, out of the basement.
Mm-hmm, out of the basement. So all those show posters that people see, over the years people always ask, can I have that show poster? Well, we've actually been saving them. We get them signed by the artists, and now we're pulling out our best ones, Merle Haggard, Dwight Yoakam, Jason Mraz, Buddy Guy, a lot of the big names, and we are going to auction those off. So you guys have your chance to get a signed, an authentic signed show poster from the Cascade.
So this is a fundraiser, which is going to be great because, you know, we know that when we look at the beautiful historical Cascade, we've been there since the onset of it, going through the transformation. 10 years into the building, we need air conditioning, we need stuff, just to keep it updated. It costs a lot of money to keep it going,
yes.
And just doing the things. We want to enjoy that. So we do fundraisers. So this is a night that there's going to be champagne and hors d'oeuvres. You can mill around. There'll be music on stage. We'll be doing this auction. You can dance on stage under the lights. It's going to be a nice night. Tickets are very reasonable.
Yeah, it's only $30 a ticket, and it's a way to experience the Cascade like you never have before. Mm-hmm. You get to explore, you get to enjoy it, you get to check out the stage, and it's just a really great date night or friend night, just mm-hmm. really classy event. It's our first fundraiser. We really don't do a lot of fundraisers. We have our membership drive and our end of mm-hmm. donation requests, but this is our first real fundraiser that we're doing for the theater since the restoration.
And that's February 12th. It's called the Signature Gala. I can't encourage everyone to go out that particular night and support this event.
Yes.
If you like
great.
The Cascade Theater and all the work that y'all have done and how you're advancing it, that this is a good time to kind of put your money where your mouth is. If you're enjoying it, and as many, many thousands have, it's, you know, if everybody just gave $5.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd make a big difference. I think a lot of people forget that we are a nonprofit venue. I mean, ticket sales only cover pretty much the artist fees, so we need that extra donations to keep the building, keep the lights on, keep our air conditioners working. It gets hot in Reading, and those air conditioners work hard for the Reading.
They certainly do. And, we just love every performance that we've come to see you. All right, so tickets for that particular event and the CascadeTheater.org. You can go online, select your tickets, buy them, or go to the box office.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's so many things going on, and, we need to be able to talk about them. You know, well, we talk about them all the time anyway. To push it, but that February 12th one's a big one. But you know, all the Annie sing-along, the opera's coming on, whose line is it, guys? all that's great.
And just then, to mention a few,
and that's here we are. We're like, what is this? Today is the 6th of January. All the stuff that's going on. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yes,
everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys always.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, hey, look, when we get back, we're going to talk solar energy. They've extended the 30% or the credits, you know, that you can get for putting solar in. Is it worth it to get to fix solar into your house? How much money can it save you? What's the battle you're having with Reading Electric Utility about this? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:00.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The latest private payroll survey from ADP says hiring was robust in December. Definitely a sign of things to come, says economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Seeing job creation across almost every industry, the only exception, of course, being the energy industry. Manufacturing's a little soft, particularly in the trade-sensitive sectors. But outside of that, we're seeing pretty much job creation everywhere across industries, across all occupations, across all pay scales.
Companies added 257,000 jobs in December, the most in a year. The House is poised to open its legislative session today by sending a bill to President Obama that would repeal Obamacare. House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price says the president's signature medical bill has been a blow to working families in America.
They're paying more for health insurance that provides fewer choices and less access to the physicians that they want to see and the treatments that they prefer.
Congressman James McGovern says that since a bill will be vetoed, it's clear Republicans are only playing politics.
It's a political election season, and that my Republican friends are looking for some red meat to toss to their base.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says if President Obama is concerned about gun ownership in America, he should work with Congress on passing some reasonable measures, not going around Congress.
You saw what he did today. Executive orders. He wants to know, wouldn't it be nice if they could actually get Congress together and, you know, do it the old-fashioned way where people work and they this and they cajole and they have drinks together.
Trump
and
on the campaign trail yesterday in New Hampshire. Why are the bells ringing today in that little town of Bethlehem? For much of Orthodox Christianity, today is Christmas Day. In cities around the world, traditions include religious ceremonies and blessing of water ceremonies at lakes and rivers as the Orthodox celebrate both the birth and baptism of Christ. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
A new Pentagon report says military suicides among Army reservists are up from last year. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
The report finds Army Reserve suicides for the first three quarters of 2015 were 48. That exceeds the total of 42 for the same time period in 2014. A Pentagon spokesman says the Department of Defense considers any suicides to be too many. Navy Captain Jeff Davis also says the department is doing everything it can to prevent suicides. Along those lines, the Pentagon is reminding service members both in active duty, the reserves, and retired personnel and their families that there is a 24/7 military crisis hotline and the Military One Source hotline. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The major index has been struggling on Wall Street ever since the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average quickly down more than 200 points. It's regained a little bit, but not much. Right now, it's off by 194. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Kia is promising to revolutionize driving.
Kia is promising to bring a self-driving car to the public by 2030 and will introduce a partially autonomous car by 2020. The car will still need a human behind the wheel. The Korean automaker, owned by Hyundai, will also test an autonomous Kia Soul electric vehicle on public roads. Kia is creating a sub-brand for autonomous technologies called DriveWise. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week, Kia also will show off a system that analyzes drivers' faces to make sure they're paying attention to the road. If they aren't, the car will automatically steer to the side of the road and stop. Keith Peters reporting.
Drenching storms moving toward California may provide some welcome drought relief, but experts say it would take years of such storms to make up the deficit from the past four dry years. Officials are warning against reverting to old water use habits. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 6th of January, 2016. Here, yep, I made it through another year. Bob, and I made it through New Year's Eve and other things. Bob, tell us what's going on with the weather today, and be a little more succinct than yesterday when you just said it's wet.
Well, we've got 49 degrees in Redding as we speak. Rain scattered around the valley, and it is going to continue that way. Snow up in the higher elevations. This is a winter storm warning. We could see up to a foot of new snow at the mountain passes. Bring it on. High today will be about 45 degrees, and the precipitation will continue through Thursday night. It'll taper off a little bit into Friday, off and on, and then maybe a sunny day will show up on the weekend. But in the meantime, lots more water coming down. And again, 49 degrees in Redding. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business here in town, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. A lot of things going on. Let me go back into our chat room. The last things we were talking about, of course, was the ability to have what you're going to do with the $480 million you're going to win in the Powerball Lotto today. And Bob, what was your final things that you wanted to do?
You know, I would have to. It's one of those things like being confronted with a life and death situation. You don't really know until you're there. You know, I know what I think I would like to do, but until it actually happens, who can say what is the reality going to be? So, I would obviously want to make sure that. The kids are taken care of, all the debts are paid off, and maybe do a little philanthropic stuff, and then go see the bucket list.
Oh, the bucket list. Okay. And is it it's going to
take personal bucket list?
Well, is one of your personal bucket lists taking care of me? Is that on there someplace, like maybe number four? I mean, after family? Come on. You know, I would. You know what? You know I'm taking care of you when I win.
Yeah.
Everybody. All right. Hey, solar power, that's what we're going to talk about right now with our guest, Bruce Blake. And you know what? Have you ever had a mind dump?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had a mind dump? I've had. And I just had one because I'm sitting here. I know him. I've talked to him before. I've met his wife. We're all sitting here. And I just completely lost his last name. I moved your name into a different category totally. And he looks at me strange because I wrote it down, and he goes, "No." I went, "Oh, sorry." You know, anyway.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's happening to me more.
Oh.
And I'm not sure why that is. And I'm starting to wonder about 2016. Maybe I blew off too many brain cells this weekend, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so we're here with Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar and his beautiful bride.
Sue.
Good morning.
And Sue's over there on the side, but they're going to be starting a show.
Oh, wow,
weekend.
Good, that's
right.
Yeah,
along, and they're kind of like every other week, along with our friends over at Wellgate, are going to be talking about, the power industry, solar, and many other things, too.
Yes.
You know what, do you kind of feel, how long have you been in the business?
16 years.
Yep. Okay, we need to turn him up a little bit here, Bob.
And let's find out about, I'd love to go into the backstory, too, about how you began. 16 years being in the solar industry.
Yeah.
Okay. So prior to that, what would have been your your passions before, and how did you get into the industry?
I'd actually owned several companies before solar, and but right before I went into the solar industry, I was actually in the ministry. And I was the college pastor at Neighborhood Church here in Reading.
Wow.
And then,
really?
Yeah. But okay. I always had a passion for energy independence is really what I really enjoyed. And I never liked the concept of being dependent upon the utility sending the power to me to be able to live in on my property. Mm-hmm. I lived on 5 acres. We have a well. And so if the power went down, you know, we were kind of dead in the water. I mean, we couldn't flush our toilets. And so I hated that concept of being kind of dependent upon the utility. So the whole idea of energy independence really was appealing to me. So we started Powerhouse Solar in 2003. And I actually started my first company out of Sacramento and then pulled back. And then my wife and I started Powerhouse in 2003. And it started from there. The roots of it came from energy independence.
So are you still living on a farm?
Yeah, not a farm, but 5 acres.
Not
yeah.
5 acres. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, but yeah. You know what? I frankly, you know, we've been following a lot in the, you know, the preppers. And
yeah.
All this. I mean, you know, some people though that spend $50,000 a year prepping goes far beyond.
Well, that's their goal. That's their passion.
But that's their passion.
It'd be like if you golf, traveled around, you do the same amount.
But
so.
The idea of being able to have your own energy, because that really is, you know, if you have shelter and you have power.
Yeah.
A lot of the other things take care of itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do things. You've got water.
That's right.
You know, so I think that the, you know, so that really appeals to me.
Yeah.
And then you get into this where everybody, the government, everybody's talking, of course, you know, Obama and everybody about the global warming and how we have to go into renewable assets. Well,
right.
Solar.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the primary renewable that people talk about.
Yep, that's right.
So is solar power, I mean, we're looking now that 30% of our energy needs in the city of Reading in California have to come from renewable assets by 2020.
Yeah.
They threw that other one out that it was going to be 50% by, I think, 2030. But I think that was... I don't think that one made it through.
Right.
Because that was going to be dramatic changes to our way of life.
Right.
What do you see? Do you see, is solar power, is it, I mean, are, how many, is it hard to get? I know that you see a lot of them out there,
right.
But there's been a lot of strides in the industry, right?
Oh, it has. There has. I mean, it's all, and even from 16 years ago when I started in the industry, it's always been done because it's been financially the right thing to do. And people, when I went into the industry originally, I thought that people would do it because they were green. And that really is a byproduct of it and not so much a driving motivator. If it doesn't make sense financially, if people can't see the financial advantage, they won't do it. And that's the bottom line. I've honestly, in all the systems that I've done, I've probably had maybe 3 to 5 customers that did it when it didn't make sense financially, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they just pressed forward and they did it for green reasons. But that is not the driving motivator. So the driving motivator is about the green, about the dollars.
Well, you want, yeah, when you get these horrendous bills.
Yeah.
Linda's parents lived in it for,
well,
I don't know how many, 20 years at least.
Yeah,
down
and
in
they
Sacramento.
Were
PG&E. They were on PG&E.
Yeah.
And their bills would be $900 to $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And we have friends here in town that don't live in town, I'm sorry, but out off of Texas Springs.
Yeah.
$1,000
electric
bills. Not
uncommon.
Not uncommon. $1,500. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yep. It's like a car.
So as we get older, you know, our houses are getting paid off.
It's like a house payment.
It is. And now what's happening is our utility bill is taking the place of our house payment.
Right.
and looking into retirement, it's like, how do we retire when now we've almost got our house paid off, but we have this, you know, average $700 a month utility bill.
Yeah, and especially on people on fixed incomes, you know,
yes.
that may have, you know, when they first started, they had enough money, or, you know, when they were first saving, that was going to be fine. But now the cost of energy has gone up. Even though that you hear, oh, well, the cost of gasoline has gone way down. Maybe so.
Right.
Gasoline may have gone down temporarily, but this cost of electricity just keeps going up in other forms.
Yep.
Okay. We're here with Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar, and we're going to be back after these messages. We're going to talk about, let's talk about affordability.
Yeah.
This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends out at Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda's going to be there tomorrow. Tomorrow. You're going to be singing tomorrow.
Well,
you won't be singing that, though, right?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, your gang of four.
Cleveland Bonet on keyboards. Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass. Bobby Verimonti's on drums. And my special guest, Bernie Baker. We rehearsed on Monday night over at Bernie's Guitar, and it was just so... It's just musically going to be just fantastic. Anyway, 7 to 9, special menu. Come on out for the night. 243-3377. Get your reservations.
Elements Lounge out at Wind River, and they've got parking there also. They're valet parking, so you don't have to get wet or anything. Right there, Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday. Make a call. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Sunshine.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Redding. China's Golden Dragon Acrobats are returning to Redding's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Verimontis on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
He tells me I better get in line. I can't hear what he's
Good morning.
Saying.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 49 degrees. And guess what? Today it's going to be 49 degrees.
The high today is 49.
And then, our lows tonight will be 40. So showers all day long today.
It's the weather rock says it's going to be wet.
That's right. Thursday calls for showers with our highs of 49, and Friday mostly sunny, then a chance of showers with 51. As we look through the weekend, Saturday calls for a 50% chance of rain and showers. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 48. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. I think the weather really leads into, don't you think, into the solar aspect, whether if it's rainy or if it's sunny outside. What happens with the...
What happens with solar?
With rain.
Yeah, our guest, of course, Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar.
Yeah, and it's just a lesser intensity of power. I mean, it's when the sun comes up in the morning, we basically have what's called a haystack of power production. When early in the morning, when it's ambient light, the solar production starts, but it starts very slow, and then it ramps up till the sun is perpendicular, and it's usually like solar, like noon to 1 or 2 o'clock. And then it starts tapering off. It does a haystack of power production during the day. Well, you put a cloud in the midst of that, it drops down. And so it's a percentage of the potential of what the sun would be.
Okay.
So on a day like today, solar will come on, but it'll produce, you know, very little. Yeah.
But you have batteries. How does solar – okay.
Yeah.
I want to put solar on my house.
Yeah.
Bruce, I want solar on my house. So Bruce comes over, and what happens?
Well, what happens is one of the misconceptions is that solar today have batteries with them. Now, we do design systems with batteries for independence, but most of the systems, probably 90% of what we do, are batteryless. The solar panels go directly to an inverter, and the inverter converts that DC power that's produced on the roof into usable AC power for the home, and that is acceptable to go back into the utility. And it spins the meter backwards during the day. When we're not consuming that solar energy, the meter literally stops and then starts spinning backwards, crediting our account. And that's the great thing.
Okay, see, honey, instead of it going one way where it costs dollars, it goes the other way where it takes off dollars.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing about that is there's a law called the net metering law that says that the utility is mandated to credit our account back at the rate they're selling to us for. So when our meter spins backwards, we're getting full retail credit for that power generating going backwards. And so it's not like we're selling it back at wholesale. We're selling it back at full retail value. And that's a great thing.
Well, you know, it's a great thing for us. Barry Tippin of REU just doesn't – he's having a real problem with this.
I know.
But we had somebody here that the Google Earth shows that – let's see. It says there's a lot of houses here that have solar, and he said, I think they're also saying is that, you know, places like the airport and
yep.
Walmart and,
yep.
you know, other large areas,
yeah.
Other buildings have solar
right.
on there. Okay, and just so other people know is that the U.S. military, especially the Marine Corps, is putting solar everywhere. They're
right.
Down in Camp Pendleton. They're putting solar on all their new buildings. They're refitting other buildings with hospitals, PXs, everything
right.
with solar in the barracks so that they can be energy independent in
right.
case something happened to the grids.
Right.
Just, you know, if you think about it, a major military installation,
Absolutely. We
should be able to do that
in case
you had some kind of huge grid problem.
What it's doing is it's stabilizing our grid. I mean, what happens is it's called distributed generation. So if I have solar in my home and you have solar in your home, that's less power that the utility has to send down the lines onto our street. And so what a lot of times the utilities aren't really factoring in is they say, hey, listen, these solar customers are disappearing and they're not really putting in their fair share to the utility. Well, that's really not true. I mean, because the power that I generate during the day, my meter is spinning backwards. And what's happening is RU or PG&E is selling that additional power to my neighbor. That means that's less power that the utility has to buy from the open market. And so at peak demand. So RU has three full-time guys, and PG&E, three full-time guys that all they do 24/7 is buy and sell power. Well, the time that it's the most expensive for them to buy energy is during peak demand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That's when solar is producing its best, and that means it's less that the city has to buy from the open market during peak demand. And so they're not really factoring that in, or they're being disingenuous by not factoring that in.
Okay, yeah, and what their argument is that, we have to put lines in and all that, and they don't pay and blah, 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 blah. But my whole outlook on this is, you know, you've been talking about, all the government's been talking about for decades is to, you know, save power, save electricity, you know, go to, you know, use renewable assets. And so now when people are doing it, now you've got a problem with it.
Right.
And so, I mean, you can't have it both ways, guys.
Right.
You know, you can't, you know, we're having to buy our power. And so we just divested ourselves from coal. And, you know, so, you know, we can't have, you know, don't have coal. And wind is, I mean, they talk about these big wind, you know, generating turbines, you know, in the middle of the country. But how many millions of miles of cables are going to have to be laid after that?
Right.
You can put solar on your house. Okay. So going back to that, and I got us off track there. You come to the house.
Oh yeah,
and say, I need solar. I want solar. Tell me about solar.
So what we do is, our customers typically will give us their utility bill in advance, and we find out, we get a history of what they've used. And so we have what's called an energy profile, and then based on the energy profile, we will design a system to offset their utility. And it used to be that we do about 80% offset, but now because solar, the price of solar has become more cost effective, we're typically offsetting 100% of the customer's usage. And so they're basically, their utility bill goes away 100%, and now it's replaced by their solar payment, either through a lease or through a loan, or somebody does a cash investment purchase. And all three of them are great. If you look at solar from an investment perspective, it's the best investment a person can do. It's about a 10 to 12, and it goes up from there, but a return on your money. So if you think about our money working for us, and you think of the investment of solar, and you say, what is that money doing for me? It has a guaranteed return of a minimum of 10%, what we're seeing. And
that's because of the savings on your electricity.
That's because of savings. Right? Yeah, because we have to pay our utility bill anyway. So now if that's completely gone, let's say we had a $300 utility bill, and now that's completely gone away. Though that's a $300 benefit to me, savings. Well, the kicker is that solar, it will offset that $300 completely. So it's like I said, it's a 10% return. And the kicker of that is that it's a non-taxable event. It's tax-free. So if people have wherewithal.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's the other thing, too. There was a tax credit
that
was just extended.
Yeah.
And that people now can get money. I mean, it can help save money.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what that was put in a while ago, that 30% federal tax credit. And it was slated. It sunsetted in 2016. That's when it was going to go away. Well, they've extended it. And so that it was incredible news for the solar industry.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. Mike.
Yeah, good morning. I've got a quick question for Bruce. I would like you to comment on the proposed changes that PG&E has requested the PUC regarding solar, you know, the truing up things, the time of use meters and those types of things. I wonder if you could comment on that. Thank you.
Well, the time of use meters have been around for a long time, and that is a great benefit to solar, how those work. I'm not sure specifically what exactly you're talking about, but that is the time every customer in PG&E goes on to the time of use meter. And the time of use was a godsend to the solar, because what it does is it accentuates the dollar generation.
So if you're using it during the peak hours, it says that, which means they can charge you more.
Yes, but they're crediting you more at the same time.
So if it's going the opposite direction, it credits you more.
Exactly. Okay. So it becomes what we found out. There was the time of use was called original one was called an E7 time of use program, and that we found out that through solar gave us about a 30% increase in dollar generation, because. In PG&E, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. Excuse me. In REU, it's a 1-to-1 ratio. For every kilowatt hour you reduce your bill, it's a corresponding dollar amount. But in PG&E, there's actually an accentuated dollar amount that if I generate during peak, during the time of use peak demand, it actually generates at that higher value, and it's incredible. So the E7 went away, which was the best rate. And now it got replaced by the E6 time of use, which gives us about a 20% increase in dollar generation. So when we design our systems, we design not for kilowatt hour production, which is common thinking, which most people think would be, which would make sense. But we design to what's to dollar generation, because really we're worried about the dollars. We want to erase all the dollars of my bill. And so
yeah,
that's
because it wouldn't, you know, why put in solar if you're still having to pay?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's take a quick break here with Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar. And we're talking about how the solar works, you know, coming to the house, taking a look at it, looking at your return on your money, which is really the big thing
right.
on that, and how you can have a zero electric bill, and yet you maybe even get paid something from the wouldn't that be something, getting a check from
check,
them?
Yeah.
And if they're a day late, it's going to cost them $15.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, on for your energy, but also how it's generated and how a person in a house, and you know, we were in PG&E land, which is, you know, it's a no-brainer about putting one of those on. But in Reading now, it's starting to be worthwhile, too, or it's going to save money. But I want to talk again about people have, for people with questions with solar, like the last one Mike had was a good one. You know, what it takes, what people can expect, how long it lasts. I mean, if you put a system in,
yeah.
and all those things that
yeah.
go along with it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and frankly, Reading with, you know, 300 and so many days of sunshine, you wouldn't know it today, and how this, you know, can really work.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's 8:31 out there in KCNR land, and it's still 49 degrees, and it's still wet, you know.
And it will be all day.
And
here.
It will be all day. You know, what's the weather today? Wet. We'll be right back.
I'd give to you a day just like today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with 3 personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Linda and Carl Bott on the 6th of January at 25 minutes until 9 o'clock here on January the 6th, 2016. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. The Cheers of Barbershops. Veteran-owned. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the best barbershop I've ever been to.
The Cheers.
It's the Cheers of Barbershops.
The Cheers of Barbershops.
The Cheers of Barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens, right off of Athens Avenue across from Subway. And then down to Millie and Kathy's Classic Cafe. And there's going to be a big to-do for Kathy and Millie and for the Classic Cafe on the 16th of January. It's going to have all types of great things happening there.
At Wind River.
At
and
Wind
it's
River.
A fundraiser
starts at
for
5.
Them.
That's right. It starts at 5 p.m. At Wind River. It's going to be a fundraiser. There's going to be all types of giveaways and raffles and auctions. It's just going to be a great evening.
And we know how much they've done for our veteran community, so
yes.
Need to support them.
Absolutely. Okay, and more information as that comes along, too. Hey, our guest is Bruce Blake and from Powerhouse Solar.
Hey, Susan.
And we're talking about Dennis. Bride mm-hmm. is here, with, but she's not getting on the air. No, she's sitting over there. But, well, you know, I can see her when he's saying things. She's watching. I mean, you know, you're all over this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is before we take a break, we kind of like, you know, listen to commercials and talk, you know, okay. Let's get back to where we were before we took the break, and that is give us what the picture looks like. What happens when you come to the house?
Gotcha. So we do a lot of work ahead of time. We'll Google Earth the home and we'll look at what would be appropriate options, looking at the roof, ground mount option, pole mount, whatever it might be, and look at specifics. And then when we come out to the home, we've got a proposal already. We've got a design. We've got a Google Earth image of your home with the solar panels laid out on either the roof or the. And we have a specialized program, proprietary program, that lays the panels out in perspective of, and shows you kind of what they would look like on the roof, that sort of thing. And so then we sit down and we basically walk through what the advantages of solar are. You know, why would someone want to do this? And we talk about, you know, the advantages and how much of this system will offset your bills. Now, we know in the city of Reading how much the NREL, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, has 30 years of collected data on solar irradiation that's hit the Shasta County or any area that we go to. We know in advance before we go. And so based on that 30 years of weather, you know, the rain, or if you're down in the area that has smog, it has a 30-year running average. And so based on that and then based on what we know solar will produce, we are very accurate, conservatively accurate, actually. So typically we like to under-promise and over-deliver on our estimations.
Mm-hmm.
And so the system we use is conservatively accurate, and then we just go through with the customer and we explain to them, okay, here are your options. Option one is mm-hmm. to do nothing mm-hmm. and to stay with the utility and continue to feel the increase year over year. And the problem with that is people are doing things to lower their energy bill. They're putting in LED lights. First it was fluorescents, and then now they're switching to LED lights, which are much better, better quality of light, and they come instant on. Better quality lights, and then they're putting low-E windows in, and then they're putting extra insulation in the attic. And all these things they're doing, they are, in fact, increasing the value of their the envelope of their home, the energy efficiency, but it's like two steps forwards, three steps back, because the utility bill goes up again, and they've gained nothing.
Because the utility, and this is what the utility companies are saying, I mean, they're looking at it right now, raising the bill again, is they don't have enough money to look down the road because people are using they're more energy efficient using, you know, doing exactly what you said. So they're using less electricity. Well, they need to have electricity. They need to sell this much electricity to keep, to be able to, you know, as they say, to keep, you know, all the, you know, to keep electricity flowing. Or, what, I don't know, if, is that the right word, flowing?
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's flowing or, you know, sparking.
Generated.
Yeah. And so, yeah, and so the more we conserve, the more we use, you know, save on electricity and power, the more they're going to charge those who are left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is, and then when you get into the fact that what's a non-renewable? Well, hydroelectric power in the state of California is not renewable. I mean,
go
how
figure.
Silly is that?
Yeah, why is that?
You know, we know why. Southern California.
Yeah.
Because they don't have hydroelectric, so somehow, I think PG&E has got to have something to do with this.
Yeah, probably.
They must have something to do with this. And we have, anyway, but the bottom line is that it's just not going to get any better. I don't see it like all of a sudden, you know, there's you know, oh, we don't have to do that. We'll just put in all solar.
Right.
And we'll have a lot of, you know, extra, you know, we'll have power.
Right. And it's interesting because the customer is simply choosing to provide their own power. I mean, it's somehow we're, I don't know, they want to penalize us for it, or it just doesn't make sense to me.
There's a question here on the chat room that says, the PUC a few weeks ago just put in place exit fees to homeowners who have left, who leave the grid and will become the standard, and that will become the standard. Homeowners are not providing a viable energy to the grid, and as solar customers use less, it makes sense all the benefits given to them will go away. In other words, that they're going to start taking that away. We're not going to pay you. I think this is what it's saying. That if you're going to go off the grid, you're going to have to pay
an exit fee.
An exit fee. Do you know about that?
Well, no, I haven't heard anything about that. But it's crazy. I mean, they penalize you, or the city of Reading. You can't shut your power off in the city of Reading. Remember that whole thing a number of years ago? The people that had. Couldn't afford, they made their mortgage payment, but they couldn't afford to make their utility, and they were kicked out of their home. It was crazy. So if somebody, once again, chooses, I mean, because it's very...
Which, by the way, they still do.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They still do that.
It's very easy for a customer to go totally energy independent, and I do these systems all the time. They're called hybrid systems. They're all hybrid when you're attached to the grid, but you have battery backup. And so, like, for Sue and I, in our home, we have a zero energy bill. We pay nothing to the PG&E. We're connected to PG&E, but I also have battery backup. So at any time I wanted to, I can go flip the switch, and I could turn PG&E off, and I could be completely independent of the utility. Or if someone hits a power pole, that sort of thing, I don't even know when it happens. My home...
Because it automatically does it.
It automatically switches to battery backup.
Right.
So... But the beauty is I can do that for anybody. And a lot of people are calling now because they're so mad. You know, when PG&E raised their baseline rate just recently to $10, I had one of my customers, a solar customer from years ago, she wanted to just be done with it. And it was a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction. I talked her off the ledge a little bit. But we are doing a battery backup for her because she likes the idea of energy independence. She likes the idea for the future. She could turn PG&E off and be done with them. And we're seeing more and more of that. They're called hybrid systems or standalone systems, and that's a big part of what we do.
Bob? I have a bit of a tech question. Traditionally, we've been using forklift batteries, big, heavy lead-acid batteries that have a large footprint, make a mess. Tesla is supposedly coming out with these home-pack lithium technology batteries that are a lot smaller, a lot more compact. Obviously, lithium batteries have their own set of problems and cost a lot more. But have you been following that technology?
Yeah. So the Tesla battery is a high voltage battery, and it doesn't work in an off-grid situation.
Yeah, okay.
And so that's the problem. They're designed to work on the high voltage side of, like, on a string inverter. And so the power that's produced on the solar, it's a little technical, but the power that's produced on the solar panels goes into the batteries at high voltage, and then the high voltage comes out into the inverter, and then it's converted back down to usable power for us. And so it's a buffer, basically, is the way to think about it. And so so what happened was, I think Tesla did this as a preemptive idea that, the net metering was going to go away, because the net metering was slated to go away this year. If that happened, it means the utility would not buy the power back from us. They wouldn't allow us to spin our meter backwards. So now the overgeneration of our solar during the day, it wouldn't do anything. And so now the Tesla battery was this buffer. So anything we overproduced would go into this bank, and then at night we'd pull off the bank. And so it still gave us the benefit of being able to and have that ebb and flow, basically. But without the battery bank, you couldn't do that. Well, net metering was extended. The PUC extended the net metering, and so that alleviated that whole issue. So that's beautiful.
The we're going to take a quick break here. I guess Bruce Blake from Powerhouse Solar. When we come back, I want to talk about the when you looking at the installation of it, not everything is equal.
Correct.
That there's this lease option also. There's a sale option, and the fact is that solar panels, some of them just aren't worth the money,
right,
to put that in. And how do we know about that? How do we protect ourselves from? You can always say, well, if the deal is too good, it's not that good. But there's other ways too of being able to save power and cut your electric bill back.
Yes.
And it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 9:15 here on January the 6th, 2016. 49 degrees out there still, and it's still raining. We're setting new records every day right here in Reading when it comes to rain. Shasta Lake is up 3 feet and rising. We'll be right back.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's Second Tuesday Dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University, calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement, a live fashion show, and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
are. They kiss his cheek. Yeah, I like that. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It's about 11 minutes until 9 o'clock here on January the 6th. 49 degrees today, going to go up to 49. It's raining. It will continue to rain today. Tomorrow, it will be starting to clear up this weekend, and Sunday will be a great day. To come on out to you've got another engagement this Sunday, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We signed up for two more Sunday, every other Sunday up until May.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what View 202
from 11 to 1, and so the brunches are continuing.
Absolutely.
There. It'll be this Sunday, and it's going to be a great day. That's going to be cleared
lots
up.
Lots of music happening. I'm excited.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That is just simply fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business right here in town. Greff, this is for you. You're commenting on what's going on with the Veterans Service Office. We've talked about this for several days this week, and we're going to talk about it again Friday. But there have been, I tell you what, the interaction between veterans and leading veterans in this community has been there. Lots of emails flying back and forth, lots of phone calls to Larry Lees. A lot of people are upset about what happened over at the Veterans Service Office. So don't think that people don't care about this. I mean, there is a lot of anger and feelings about what happened. So don't give up, Griff, and because there's things that are happening right now, and we're going to be able to talk about more of it on Friday. Okay, hey, I'm with Bruce Blake, or we're with Bruce Blake here from Powerhouse Solar. We're talking about solar energy now. There are so many things going on with the cost of electricity going up. You know, people are really thinking about it, but not all solar systems are created equal.
That's right. What we like to tell people when we go out to see them is that all solar companies are not the same. All solar product is not the same. And then the last one is all leasing is not the same, because there's a lot of leasing companies that have popped up. But the customer really has to be aware. Now, the consumer, for the most part, thinks solar. And then they kind of look at just the price. But really, what is it that name one thing that we buy that it's only about the price? I mean, there's quality involved that, you know, we all have learned that we get what we pay for. You know, that you buy a lower quality product. And what's happened is the Chinese have flooded our market with low value solar panels. And so what happens is they work fine. They don't throw an error code on the inverter. But what they do is they degrade. They derate at an accelerated fashion where they produce less and less energy, you know, over time. So what happens is the thing that you bought to erase your bill is now performing less, and your bill is coming back. And so it's a big problem.
Where are your panels? Where is your equipment? Where is that made?
Well, we specialize in a company called SunPower, and SunPower is the finest panel, undisputed, in the world. I mean, they stand in a category all by themselves. They're the most efficient. They're the most robust. SunPower modules. It's a U.S. corporation based out of California. They employ over 1,700 employees in California, mostly out of San Jose, Richmond area. There's a manufacturing plant in Milpitas. There's a manufacturing plant in Mexicali, Mexico, just across the border, mm-hmm. right across from Calexico. And then for the rest of the world, they're manufactured in the Philippines. And so SunPower panels are the best in the world. And they 30 years ago, a professor at Stanford, a guy named Richard Swanson, designed this, what they call back-contacted solar cell, which when they're put together, they're the most robust, the most energy efficient cells. And so and then you put that together into a panel. And so right off the bat, his panels went to NASA, the Department of Defense, the military were using these. And so his playground and his R&D all happened in the military and all these private contracts, because when they were looking for the most efficient cells for the Mars Land Rover, for example, or for space satellites, they turned to SunPower. SunPower was the go-to.
By the way, I have a picture of the very first Mars Rover.
Is that right?
And given to me by the scientists that put it together. They were all working with me
Wow.
on another project. And it's the thing went on and on and on and on and on for years past the time. You know, a picture of it on Mars.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
From where it left, when it left its little little cocoon going down. And, yeah, from a shot from the
Sojourner.
Yeah.
So, Bob, you have a question.
Yes. So we have, in fact, reached the point because for a long time, solar panels during their lifespan would never make back the energy that went into the mining, manufacturing, transportation, and all that. Have we reached the breakover point where now you do eventually go on the plus side? Because when solar power was first starting to be touted, if you looked at the lifespan of the panel, you never got the power back. It was a net loss.
Right. Well, solar panels, the way conventional solar is now, has a good longevity. They're warranted for 25 years, and they're expected to last 40 to 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how they perform over that time is another question.
Yeah, because they can degrade.
They can degrade. And so sun power, for example, has a degradation, according to a study by Black and Veatch, the largest study of its kind. Black and Veatch is like CH2M Hill up here, our engineering company, but down out of the Bay Area. And they did 30,000 solar modules, and the sun power panels rose to the top of their study, and they determined that they degraded a tenth of 1% annually. That means at the end of 25 years, according to the Black and Veatch study, they'll be running at 97% of their rated capacity.
Now, here's something that we haven't talked about either, the resale value
right.
on your house. You've got a system that's in there. One of the things that when you're selling your house, it's working, you're not paying anything, you don't have any electric bills.
Right.
That's like having another $400 or $500 a month if you're here in Redding. But if you're outside, you know, in PG&E land, it's another $1,000 per month.
Potentially. Yeah.
That you've got to spend on the mortgage or for, you know, anything else you want because you don't have these electric.
Right.
I mean, the people take that. I mean, they have to be taking that into account.
Absolutely. So the National Appraisers Journal did a study years ago on how mm-hmm. did they value energy efficient things that people did in their home. And basically it was a 20-to-1 ratio. For every $1 reduction in the annual utility bill, it would increase the value of the home by $20. So say we could show $1,000 savings over the course of the year. That'd be a $20,000 increase in the value of the home. Well, that number, we used that number for years, but it's an overinflated number, honestly. But the reality is the customer should be able to get back everything, all their investment, after they've received their federal tax credit of 30%. Their investment in that system, they should be able to recoup that pretty easily. Now, the Department of Energy did a study on homes that have sold with solar and how much of a gain they got. And basically, for every 1 kilowatt of energy, they got about a $1,750 increase in the dollar value of the home. That was real numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Up here in the North State, unfortunately, our appraisers are not valuing solar. They're starting to now more and more, but they weren't for a period of time. They weren't giving any value to solar.
That's the weirdest thing.
It's crazy.
I bet I know who it was, too. Oh, no, never mind. Well, how could that be?
I don't know. Yeah, because when you think about exactly what you said, I mean,
you're saving.
Yeah.
You're saving three, you know, depending on where you're at, $300 to $1,000
a
month.
How could that not be an incredible for the rest of the life of that home?
That's right. And, you know, I mean, it will last longer than your roofs and this.
Yep.
And you know, you could even sell the house again.
Yeah.
And it would still be worth the money.
That's right.
And if anything, maybe more.
Right.
Okay. All right. Bruce Blake, Powerhouse Solar, how do they get a hold of you?
Our website is powerhousesolar.com, www.powerhousesolar.com, or you can call us direct at area code 530-275-5600.
The other thing also is that you're starting a show.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Starting this Saturday.
Scary.
It's right here on KCNR 1460, and it's going to be about power.
That's going to be about power.
I imagine.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. What people can do to save money and why solar works, and we're
our
excited.
Future.
Our
like,
future.
You know what?
It,
and that's what it is. I mean, it's just a matter of time. I know that in Florida. You know, all these houses and these new subdivisions, they all have to have solar.
That's right.
On it. And here, it seems to me, I can't figure out why we wouldn't have something with that kind of, you know, hey, look, if you're going to build houses up here in Redding, these new, that, you know, get them with solar.
Yeah.
Except the city has to give you approval to do
that. The roots of my company came out of a home building. And so my original company. And so we realized that if they did that, if they mandated it, we would be in trouble. So you would get junk. So they wanted to incentivize it instead of mandating it to the new home builders.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today, and Sue. And
great.
And,
glad to
and, be here. And I can't wait till the Saturday to hear what's going on.
Yeah. Susan, are you going to be on the show on the weekends?
Yes, she is.
Okay, good for you.
Okay, hey, tomorrow, Clark and Clark are going to be here. Trish and Sharon are going to be here. I'll be back Friday with Doug LaMalfa, and we're going to be talking about the Veteran Service Officer. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. The United Nations Secretary General condemning North Korea's announcement of its latest nuclear test, calling it profoundly destabilizing for regional security. Ban Ki-moon spoke to reporters shortly before the UN Security Council met in emergency session on North Korea's announcement, the first step toward a likely tightening of international sanctions on the country. The U.S. trade deficit dropped to the lowest level in 9 months in November as exports fell to a nearly four-year low.
The Commerce Department says the November deficit declined by 5% to $42.4 billion. Exports fell 1.6% to $182.2 billion, while imports were also down, decreasing by 1.7% to $224.6 billion. The import declines reflect the big drop in global oil prices. As for exports, American manufacturers have been hurt by a strong dollar, which makes their products more expensive on overseas markets.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the smaller November deficit should give a boost to fourth quarter.